call to order at 8:09.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mr. Redman?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill has stepped out. Mr. Francie?
Here.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Hall?
Here.
First item on the agenda, committee reports. We'll start with finance. Mr. Pepper?
I have a short one. Last meeting, he gave me direction to notify the state that we'll convert from the fiscal year to the calendar year. That's one of the requirements was that I was to meet with the division, which I've done this week. So I have sat with them. We've gone over the process. You're starting the process tonight by introducing the ordinance. We'll have to do a local finance board application. The mayor and I have to sign off on an acknowledgement. And then I have to do a six-month budget. I have to do a projected calendar year budgets and 18-month cash flow analysis. And then we'll be on the consent agenda. We'll follow the normal process of a budget. Our cap is different, though. We don't follow the levy cap. Our caps are going to be 95-105 on the tax rate, and I think they said 95-125 on the appropriations.
Great.
Not too much of a problem, I don't think. So I'm proceeding. I'm in the process. I'm talking to the departments about the six-month process. But like I said, I'm going to streamline it because we've got to get – there's a lot of work that has to be done past that six-month process. So I'm working all that through right now.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Tucker. Anything else in the finance report, sir?
Done for today.
Thanks so much.
Public safety, Mr. Chief Field is gone.
I think he's coming back.
We'll go to something else and let him come back. Department of Public Works. Mr. Hill, do you have anything on Department of Public Works to admin?
Yes, real quickly. They provide us a report of items, but the highlights, of course, going through January. Christmas tree removals, chipping continued in the January on call. We had three additional sewer clogs, two of which were reported as our problem, so we have to deal with them. They've been taken care of. Removal decorations and continued bulk pickup. We're still doing bulk pickup with requests by permit if people do come in. Snow removal and sanding was done the weekend of January 21-22. Building and housing, I think, is the next. I'll continue on.
Yes, please.
Please, right down the line.
Code enforcement reported, and I just want to make this very clear, 71 items for action that he was doing during the month of December did not include the police department's input.
Correct.
So he's working towards that, but these were the items that he was working on for December into January. Included COs, inspections, and violations. 18 violations were summoned out on that. And he was playing catch up from what he's got, plus the additional 60 items that were handed to him from the PD. So he's aggressively trying to move that list forward. So he is working with the police department and our office to move forward. Zoning and construction office, basically, they are still in a lot of assistance for renovations, storm-related repairs. There's things coming in on a regular basis for folks who are trying to get back into shape. They're getting their insurance money, what have you. People have been given guidance with regards to lifting houses and possible funding that might be available. So Paul Vidal's office, help them get information out on that. That's it for building and housing. Parks and Recreation, I'll just do very quickly. January, there were 25 additional group uses, not including the library or recreation department programs. Included, of course, the Girl Scouts, condo groups, taekwondo, a variety of other activities. And I think they reported there was over 400 participated in recreation-sponsored programs in December, early January, and that does not include the other group uses of the center. So we don't take track of how many Girl Scouts come through the door and all that. So it's high use, a lot of programs going on. Going over to the administrator's report, unless you want to go to public relations, at this point I don't have anything under public relations.
Sure, sir.
Environmental shade tree, are we clear on? We can check that off the list right now.
I think we're okay unless you have anything.
Go down to the administrator's report. Ongoing information for FEMA reimbursement, just to give you an update that we received today. FEMA official was in to talk to me with regards to very clearly, Category A is debris removal efforts. Category B is protective measures. Those were the efforts that the borough put in prior to the storm, during the storm. We have six projects in under those two categories. I don't want to speculate on the dollar reimbursement, but it looks like we're going to be in pretty good shape to get back a good percentage of what we put out there. Category C is roads and bridges. FEMA has a very, very small formula that they use. It's not a, it's hard to explain, but it's not really an as-built formula that they use in at least getting you into the project scope, and then we can apply to them for additional money. So we are pursuing that for Washington Avenue at this point as well. Met with Monmouth County Traffic Safety regarding Bay Avenue intersections and striping. There's some repairs that we're going to need to do, and they're willing to work in conjunction with us, or perhaps do a shared service on the repairs if we feel that's the route we want to go. That did not include the sidewalks at this time, but we are talking to them about perhaps a shared service on that as well, and they're very open and amicable to listening to us.
Is it repairing the where the trees came out?
Not. They're not taking it on their responsibility, but they would be willing to
but
listen.
This is the repair you're talking about.
Right.
Well, not limited to just those. Any
right.
That have,
yeah. Yeah. And that's why, by shared services, they have a new program out there, and they're willing to be competitive if need be or do the work at a price. So we're going to pull them into the loop on that. Last item I have, I know there's a pole issue down at Ferry Landing and Hillside. I don't want to say it wrong. Working with Verizon, Verizon told me directly that they're working with Ferry Landing on that issue. Although they did put a guide wire in, the issue now is who's going to remove the mud debris around. And Verizon told me that they're working with Ferry Landing. So we'll continue to follow up. I implore anyone to give me a call, and let's make sure that we keep this on the hopper. But they did put an additional guide wire. They feel that pole is safe, and that's their interpretation.
Okay.
So, that's the end of the report that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Next up is library. I see Ms. Ryan is absent tonight. Highlands Business Partnership. See, she's not here tonight. Mr. Francie, anything from the Sewer Authority at this time?
No, but I would like to talk about the flood control.
Go for it, sir.
Okay. Excuse my voice. It's gone hoarse, and I'm not sure why. The flood control project at this point sits shovel ready in all aspects. At this point, it's completely designed, it's completely permitted, and at this point, it's waiting Highland's decisions on funding. That's where we are. Our engineering borough engineer is T&M Associates. They've been working hard in terms of funding sources, and as part of that, during the Irene event in July?
August.
August, okay. All right. The federal government declared New Jersey
State of emergency.
I'm sorry. All right, which allowed us to apply to FEMA for the flood control project. FEMA has reviewed our flood control project and has given it a benefit cost analysis number of 2.73, which is amazing. FEMA funds projects if the BCA number has to exceed one. So we had a very, very strong standing with FEMA, the net result of which is that we were given priority numbers 3 and 4. Don't ask me why they gave us 2, but at this point, we'll take it. At this point, it looks like FEMA is going to fund the top 2 projects, which happens to be a project in Ocean City and a project up in Pompton Lakes. If either of those projects get knocked out of the box
for any reason,
at this point in particular, the Ocean City, they are not permitted for the work they're It's a much, it's a bigger project than ours, but it's the same sort of, same type of work. But they're not permitted for it. We stand here on the shelf with this shovel-ready project, and that makes us very attractive because FEMA can say go, and we will be able to act on it. So, I started the ball rolling on, at this point, getting outside political people to give us, to speak for us in the various chambers that they work at. Frank Pallone, the congressman, is going to speak to FEMA from his point of view. And at this point, we need to reach out to, I guess, Jennifer Beck.
Okay.
All right, so I don't have much of a contact with her.
I do.
All right, so
I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a package that.
Please.
All right.
I actually spoke to Mr. Pallone's, I want to say, regional staff director on this matter and the matter on the Hill. So she did mention that to us. We look good there.
This is Linda?
Janice, too.
Janice, right. Yep. Yes. So Janice is going to meet with T&M. Not Janice, but Pallone is going to meet with T&M. All right. But basically what's happening is that we have a deadline for getting funding through the New Jersey Infrastructure Trust, Environmental Infrastructure Trust. That money would be at 75%. Or I didn't go with the numbers. This flood control project is $4.3 million. FEMA has said we would qualify for a grant of $3.5 million. Very, very significant number.
It's obviously huge, yeah.
I had no idea in my mind if we got a million, I thought we were going to be lucky. All right? So this... But the problem is the FEMA notification is going to be in September, is predicted at this point. It was supposed to be March 5th, but because the state hasn't given FEMA all of the documentation that FEMA needs to evaluate, there's 29 programs that the state is looking to get funded. So this March 5th date is now out in September. Brings us back to the problem that Highlands has is, at this point, we want to give the residents a chance to vote on the project at however it gets funded. And so come this November, which is when the referendum would be, all right, we'll have two funding options. Continue to wait for FEMA contribution and then only fund on our own nickel, 1.7, or... use the New Jersey Infrastructure Trust funding completely, which would be $4.3 million. 75% it would be zero interest, 25% would be at half market rate interest. Cheap money, but
still money.
Still a lot of money. If we get the FEMA to pay the $3 million, it's very much in our to our benefit. The taxpayers. So that's where we stand. We're waiting for FEMA. All right. We're going to move ahead with a referendum. All right. On this November ballot, putting the question out to move ahead with the flood control. Putting that out on the ballot and let the residents vote on it.
Should be a huge turnout with a presidential election. So.
Correct. And at this point, the.
And I do hope when we do the referendum question, it states the money that's
gone
into making it shovel ready already.
Correct. Yeah,
it's got to have it. I don't think it's the beginning of the project.
This concept of shovel ready is to make you understand how important it is. If you notice, Seabright got awarded a FEMA grant for the same kind of work we're doing. That right. is to keep the waters behind NDK and in those four or five streets to keep them dry. A pumping station, some drainage. Storm drainage, piping, much smaller project than ours, but they got an award of about $1.2 million, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was one to three, yep.
All right, and they got that award because Seabright, all right, their benefit cost analysis, that was 1.01. I mean, it was the absolutely the bottom of what FEMA would normally can approve, right? But nonetheless, they got the grant. Why? Because they were shovel ready, and they were a project that was higher rated according to FEMA. Wasn't able to get done on time.
Because they weren't ready.
They got kicked out of line. FEMA was, Seabright was in line to get this done. They moved ahead. So kudos to Seabright, all right? But we sit in the same thing. We have to put pressure on FEMA to not let, for example, the Ocean City project, which is a big one, that's...
You're really not ready for
it. Yeah, they're not ready for it. And we have to be ready to take advantage.
Okay.
So... That's where we are.
Thank you, Mr. Francy. Chief, you want to speak on the public safety? We passed you while you were out of the room.
Oh, okay. Police department has been given verbal approval for a $4,000 reimbursement grant from the state, Division of Highway Traffic Safety, for participation in the Click It Mobilization Program. These funds will be used for special patrols, enforce violations of seatbelt laws between May 21st and June 3rd, which is Memorial Day.
Okay.
January 9, 2012, we responded to a report of an aggravated assault. An investigation into the matter was initiated and revealed that a 19-year-old Highlands man was beaten, unconscious, and robbed. The victim reported that he accepted a ride home from the acquaintance, and during the ride, an argument erupted. Officers charged William Gill, 23, of Washington Avenue, with aggravated assault, robbery, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. He was subsequently transported to the NCCI, county jail, and moved $25,000. He's also a big gentleman arrested for doing free burglaries during the hurricane, who was got out on bail. Sometime between January 17th and 18th, persons unknown caused $1,300 worth of damage by breaking multiple vehicle windows and one apartment window in the area of Highway 36 on the bridge. Matter still under investigation and may be related to similar incidents in surrounding towns. Responded to 512 calls, arrested 20 persons, issued 62 motor vehicle summons. That's my report.
Thank you, Chief. Other business?
Moving on to other business. Review of the planning board comments on the Highlands Business Partnership zoning recommendations.
We'd like to carry the first two reviews there to the next meeting, which is 2 weeks from tonight. I'll offer that.
Second by Ms. King. And that's to the next meeting?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks from tonight. 15th, I guess?
Yes. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yep.
Ms. King?
Yep.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes. Electronic recycling? Mr. Hill, you speaking on that, sir?
Yeah, we mentioned at the last meeting that we'd like to move forward with Advanced Recovery Incorporated. They'll provide us with a 20-foot container by 8-foot high, I think by 6 feet wide. It'll be on our property, and the sole purpose is to encourage and get involved with electronics recycling, so the folks will have the opportunity to do that. It is provided to us at no cost. We get a minimal return on the pounds. I think we discussed it at the last meeting. I would recommend that we at least give it a shot, see where it goes, with the hopes of, I think, annually removing probably 30 to 50,000 pounds from our bulk pickup.
Okay.
So that's aggressive, but that's what we'd like to try to do.
And saves us money, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Do you want to authorize Mr. Hill to start moving forward?
I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Moving on to the consent agenda, I just want to announce one thing. There was a typo on the minutes. It's not for December. It's for January 18th.
Okay.
But we only have the executive session ready, so I would like to remove the regular minutes.
So take, it's number 15, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I will offer it with that removal.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
I vote yes on all except 1239. Vote no on that one.
Except 12 and 39?
No, 12-39.
12-39.
Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Am I going to
vote? Let's get you. Oh, Mr. Francy.
Yes.
Jesus. I put you down as the other.
Just tell us no.
Okay, resolution R12-01, resolution appointing our attorney.
I'd like to carry that to the next meeting, which would be February 15th.
A second.
Second by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Fancy?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Resolution R12-28, resolution appointing Shade Tree Commissioner member.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Joe Hawley.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
That's second.
Seconded by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Fancy?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Resolution R12-35, resolution appointing members of the Declaration Commission for the unexpired term.
Let's table it. We don't want to put it at the next meeting because...
Just leave it off until we...
Pending action, let's say that.
Table till further notice.
Correct. I'll offer that or Mr. Francie.
Offered by Mr. Francie, seconded by...
I'll second.
Mayor Nolan. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
R12-36, resolution changing school election date from April to the November general election. I did receive a copy of the resolution from the Highland Board of Ed today, which they've adopted the resolution. I spoke to, is it Dr. Caprera
mm-hmm.
and Henry Hudson? They're going to do a resolution tonight, and they are recommending we do one.
With that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Ms. King. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Fancy?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yep.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to ordinances, on for introduction and setting of a public hearing date for February 15th at 8 p.m. is Ordinance 0-12-1, an ordinance of the Borough Pinellas in the County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, authorizing the Borough Pinellas to revert to a calendar fiscal year from a state fiscal year.
Mr. Pfeffer, you're on board with this, obviously. I think we all are. Let's make it the first meeting in March, if we could.
Is there a deadline or anything, Steve?
Yeah, neither before that.
That's fine. We're going to be on... We have to be on by the meeting in July on the local finance board. So
I think it's basically a formality. I think we're pretty much all for it, but let's just do it the first meeting in March.
Do we have the first meeting in March date? Is that in your calendar?
You got it? Oh. First meeting in March is the 7th. Wednesday the 7th.
Okay, so that's going to be an offer by?
I'll offer it.
Mayor Nolan?
I second it.
Seconded by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane has stepped out. Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Okay, so that's on for March 7th public hearing. On for introduction and setting of a public hearing date for March 21st, 2012 at 8 p.m. is Ordinance 0-12-2, an ordinance amending Chapter 10, Section 10-2, entitled, quote, fees of the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Rhode Island, 1975, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey.
Been talking about this for, I guess, 2 years now.
Yes.
I think we should put this on for the same day, which would be March 7th. Okay. I'll offer that.
I'll second that.
March 7th, we're changing it to March
7th? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same as the next one. That's what we just did.
I was only doing these because they weren't urgent at our regular meeting to try to keep our workshops.
Okay, so you want to do it as the next one? Doesn't matter to me. You have time to notice and everything? That's all I'm worried about.
Yes.
Okay, make it the 15th then.
The 21st?
There you go. 21st.
March 21st.
We'll have another meeting on the
21st. Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes. Do we have enough time on the rest of these to
get everything done by the... Yes, I was going to
pull all these money on publication. I'm with you. Good.
On for introduction and setting of a public hearing date for March 21st at 8 p.m. is Ordinance 0-12-3. Adding 2-3.5 new section to the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, establishing educational requirements for elected officials.
For the record, it's February 21st. You said March. That's okay.
Did I say February?
You said March. But it's okay. February 21st.
Yeah, we're setting it up for March 21st.
I thought you said February.
I said February?
No, what do you want to do? It has to be March.
March.
Okay, that's what I just asked you. Yes, okay, for
March.
2 weeks for it. Okay.
March.
So this one will be 3/21.
Yes.
I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Redman.
Yes.
Mr. Redman. Mr. O'Neill.
No.
Mr. Francie.
Yes.
Ms. King. She stepped out.
She's back in.
Mayor Nolan.
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction, setting a public hearing date for March 21st, 2012 at 8 p.m. is Ordinance 0-12-4 and Ordinance adding 2-3.6 new section to the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, establishing attendance policy for elected and appointed officials.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Francy. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction and setting up a public hearing date for March 21st at 8 p.m. is Ordinance 0-12-5 and Ordinance amending Chapter 6-6 Book Requirements for Employees Serving Alcohol Beverages of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Highlands.
Chief, are we okay with 12-5 as far as the police department is concerned?
Yes, sir.
Okay. With that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second
by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes, please.
Motion carries. On for introduction and setting of the public hearing date for March 21st at 8 p.m. is Ordinance 0-12-6 and Ordinance amending Chapter 7-3.8, quote, permit parking for residents in revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands.
I'll offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Okay.
Second by Mr. O'Neill.
Is this an opportunity to speak about this?
At the public, yeah, we're going to have the public hearing. We're not voting on it. We're just giving the public hearing.
We're just setting the public hearing.
Okay. And then everybody can talk as long as they want in theory.
Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Fancy?
No.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction and setting of a public hearing date for March 21st at 8 p.m. is Ordinance 0-12-7 and Ordinance amending Chapter 4-10 Book Bicycles in the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Highlands.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. Seconded by Mr. O'Neill.
Yes.
Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for introduction, setting up a public hearing date for March 21st at 8 p.m. is Ordinance 0-12-8, an ordinance amending Chapter 5-4 entitled Dog Canvas of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Highlands.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. Seconded by Ms. King. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yep.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes, please.
Motion carries. Moving on to public portion.
Carla, did you want to speak? I see you here for about the bid. Anything with the business partnership that's pending that you want to speak of now or no?
You can say
no. You can say no. It's not a crime.
I gave a report at the last council meeting, and our meeting is February 8th. So
no problem. We want to give you, if you show up, we'd like to give you a shot to throw. First on the list, Kim Skorka.
Just wondering if there's any updates on the Upland Slope owners and if they're doing anything about remedying the situation?
I would defer this to Mr. Hill or Mr. Padula. Mr. Hill, you want to speak to it first?
Can I speak on it? There is some remediation going on the hill. There has been stop work orders issued due to permit requirements that have not been applied for. So we're trying to work with the property owners. That's where we're at this point.
Okay, is that one property where they've got...
More than one property.
Okay, it is more than one property.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you heard back from Frank Malone on the Army Corps?
I did. They will not step in. His regional chief of staff is contacting the various groups because they're trying to navigate through FEMA for you, because that would be the only influence they would have at this point, because it is private property in the Corps. I guess by their, I want to say bylaws, but by their regulations, cannot step into private property. But they did make the call and they did ask, and that's what they got back.
Okay?
No problem. Michelle Vizzullo?
Hi. I just wanted to give a letter that my husband, David, sent to some of the council members back in September about the Highlands Business Partnership Recommendation Report and the Planning Board meeting of September 14th. Because there's some new members, and Councilman O'Neill doesn't have an email. So I have
six. No problem.
you already received it.
We are going to vote and discuss it at the next meeting, but just give him something to read.
That's his letter that he had sent back in September. Okay. I just want to make sure it's on.
Just give them, you have two copies?
There's a six there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Michelle, did you want to add anything else? Or?
No, that's it.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Offered by Mayor Nolan?
No way.
Seconded by?
Way.
Somebody jump on.
Yeah. 15. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting adjourned 8:40 p.m.